No, I don't think of one. Is there something that's usually done?
I think these terms are more...
More for men?
More for, like, black
kids
or something. The terms that they got in Atlanta, like rat partner, place...
No, under. No. Those are definitely black. I've heard them, but they're definitely black.
Which have you heard?
Both of them. I've heard of play sister. Or play partner, I've heard of.
What's play partner?
A play partner wouldn't have to be sister. I don't think I've heard play sister specifically. A play partner would be somebody that was your best friend when you were a little child, and it would still be a black term. Rat partner would definitely be black, or hippie trying to be black, white. How do I see a hippie? Well, generally speaking, a hippie is a young person who tries to dress and act in a manner that just is on the verge of being offensive to older people in a slightly aggressive way, even the ones that are supposed to be the peaceful flower children and so forth. Generally, they would, to me, a hippie is somebody who has no visible means of support and who is either living off of parents' dole or living off of some sort of welfare or dealing drugs.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any, would you make a distinction like between whether the person was peaceful or violent or...
Hippies can be either. The ones I like are peaceful.
Do you use terms like my cousin, for example, would distinguish strongly between a freak and a hippie? A freak
is a term more used for the peaceful ones, but there's still anybody older than the general hippie age, and I'm kind of on the fringe areas. I have some contemporaries who are hippies, but most of them are younger than I am, say my sister's or brother's age, or younger. A freak is generally considered a more peaceful, generally pacific-natured flower, what we would call a flower child. A flower child would never be marching in a... And the radicals we call the bomb chuckers. So in that, hippie covered both ranks. Mm-hmm. Hippie is not a derogatory term to me. I wouldn't say hippies as insulting people. Mm-hmm. I would say hippies as generally long-haired, rather scruffy, frequently but not always into some sort of drugs. Generally living a hand-to-mouth existence, or possibly being some sort of craftsman of the silver jewelry type, or the leather thong, or the macrame sort.
What would you call an adult who's a close friend of an adolescent?
No. Sometimes if you had one, you might call them uncle or aunt, even if they weren't kin to you, but that would more probably start when you were a little child and they were good friends of your parents, and if you particularly liked them, you would call them aunt and uncle so-and-so.
Did you ever hear play
mom? No, never heard that.
And what would a guy call his best girlfriend?
Well, nowadays they call him my old lady, but my age would never have done that. They might have said my best girl and thought that was quaint and old-fashioned. They might have said my girl. That would have been more likely. My girlfriend, maybe. My steady, if they were going steady.
What would young woman say about?
Well, again, nowadays they'd say my old man, but nobody would have said that in my day. In my day, my old man meant my father. Postman or mailman, but mostly postman.
And the person who loads and carries away the garbage?
The garbage man.
And what different terms would there be for prostitutes?
Oh, goodness. A lady of ill fame or of ill repute. And that's another term for a whorehouse, I would say, a house of ill repute. My mother would always say that.